Begin the current daf, Masechta by the Zohar, daf Yud Zayin. Begin the base, begin the test, to begin the Gemara, Neis la Pizl Beis Onis. Let's go by the entryway of where the harlots are. So that states, Mekan Yesh Limit, from here you could learn, Shederach Laharchik Min Pesach Abayt Zikachavim, that the way is to distance oneself from the opening of where Abayt Zohar is, Kom Asher Yechol, as much as he could. Why? And that's if they went with the Zionists were instead. And the reason is, Mishum Dechsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Al Tikrav, Al Pesach Besa, don't come close to the opening of our house. Umukmil El, but Vizkicham, the Gemara explained previously, that's referring to a house of idolatry. Shadeh HaYiraitza, Lelechaz Yaisa, Pesach the Bezainz, because he preferred to go, rather, by the opening of where the harlots are. I think it says, Matta begins Gemara, Kalesi, but terrible, Vad, whoever just learns Torah, Dim, Kamisha, and Laha, it's like as if he doesn't have a God. Where do you see this? Muchach is obvious from the Chsiv, and the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Loloi Elikemes, without a true God, and then it says Loloi Torah not Torah. Mashmet sounds like the Bereisha, that in the first part, Kama was saying, the Apisha Yesh Beit Torah, even though he has Torah, who Kamisha in Lelehim, it's like as if he doesn't have a God. Because only later does it say not having Torah, but he has Torah when he doesn't have a Elikemes. Next, does not begin the words of Gemara, but Mitzvah Chasad Mil Asik. He didn't engage in Gemara Chasad. So it's a wonder. My part was the Gemara ask Mitzvah. They say he did Stuka. Ali Beis Devarim Heim. There are two different things. Because I mean, Besukah Gemara says Besukah that Mitzvah Beis Stuka Laniim. Charity is only for the poor. Gemara Chasad acts of kindness Bein Laniim Bein Lashim, whether for the wealthy or the poor. So there are two different things. What do you bring a raya from Stuka to Gemara Chasad? Hashem says, you can say, "Is the Mekam Akam Mashmalei?" Still, the Gemara understands the Misha Regel Bezais. Whoever's accustomed in this one, is who Gam Bezais also does this. You know, the charitable people are also the kind people generally. So he says, "Mata begins Gemara Elam Kemi Munel Avuchulu." Only if you're in charge now, Mistama. So that being in charge doesn't mean anything. But a Mistama, we could presume that Gam Shalohi and Nesnaber that if he's in charge, also give from his own pocket. Also, therefore, we see that he gave tzedakah. Then it says, "Mata begins Gemara Moishal Purim Neschafel B'Moish Tzedakah." He says, "The poor money's got mixed up with me with the money of tzedakah." So Pirish Rash explains Loshen Acher, his second interpretation. He says Moishel Tzedak Shal Sudas Purim. His Purim Sudas money got mixed up, and you know, and he gave it, and he didn't end up collecting from it. So it says Rakash is difficult. We never find throughout the entire Shah Shemaskim Moishel Sudas Purim as if there's like a distinct entity called Purim Suda money, and so it would be interesting that he's saying that over here. Begam, and why is he mentioning that fact? Begam also. Mashapirish Rashi, this Rashi explains, Moishel Purim, it's the money of Purim, Shahifrishu, the Suda's Purim, that he had separated for his Purim Suda, but Cholkim, and he gave it up, and he didn't go back to collect it from like the Tzedakah box. He's mentioning in praise for this. Now, Bakash, that's difficult. First of all, it's not saying the main point, which is going to collect. Visham HaMitzvah, and b'shem mitzvah and the name of the mitzvah shehu mimash lechaz likvaz manikay shel tzedakah that he didn't go back and collect from the tzedakah box ha'ilalem should have said that this point now begam loshen rishon also for the first pshat shapirish that explains migvaz purim it was tzedakah money collected for the poor v'chalakt l'anim tzedakah and I gave it out to the poor for charity but it was really supposed to go with the purim so the vani pradati mishalish al purim so I paid for my own pocket. For that of the perm that suited that they needed. Kasha, that's difficult because the Iker mitzvah, Chasam HaSev, again, it's not mentioned the primary mitzvah was that he gave from his own pocket. Kachan the Lariah, there appears to the Reed Lafarish to explain that actually, Arniki have a Moshal Purim. This wallet was money of perm, but he saw that he thought Shushal Tzedakah that it was from Tzedakah. The Nishka Shem Shal Mikvah's Purim, but he remembered beforehand, before he gave it out, that it was actually the perm money. But he told him that he has regular stock of money for them. And that's the chizra. He didn't back out on his own. And rather, he gave it out to the poor. Although he knew that he didn't have anything in the tzedakah box. And the reason, because he didn't want to embarrass them. Because he already had gathered them and invited them. Well, if he's according to this, the prime mitzvah was when he actually gave it out. Because although he remembered that, wait a second, there's nothing here. He's going to have to pay from his own pocket. He didn't want to embarrass them. So obviously from logic we could understand that he went and paid back from his own pocket to the wallet of Purim that he had to give out. And this terminology of mixed up is actually like Eve was complaining that he's getting all these bad stuff. Maybe I should mix up his name with Oyev, with the enemy. Pidish, in other words, what it means is he thought he was going to take the enemy and he took Eve. And that's the same thing over here. Shem Shal Tzedakah. He thought that of Tzedakah. Beniska Shem Shal Mois Purim. He recalled. So Nischavli means like got mixed up. He recalled that it's poor money. But since he invited him, he gave them anyway, and he replenished it on his own. So it's the Iker is actually what's being mentioned. Next to Tashmat, to begin the words of Gemara, he said, Rabban Shal Tarsim on the name. Why am I called Rabbi? Because I'm a Rebbe of Tarsim. So Pishuk and Rashi explains, Gardim, it means weavers. Chimucha kol ha-sugya, that says obvious from the whole sugya. Aval, but the problem is, Besukha perkech alunda, v'na nafam ebeiz, moina Tarsim of the Atzman, but Gardim of the Atzman. So obviously, Gardim, weavers, are not the same thing as Tarsim. So it says, V'tokh, let me have to say, Shoshleshim in the Tarsim, him, there's three types of categories of Tarsim, of different definitions. You have the Gardim, Nikrim Tarsim, that, you know, weavers are called Tarsim, Kedmochocha, like you're right, like the way Rashi says, like obvious from our sugya. Now, begam tzefin achesh in the krum tarsim. Coppersmiths are also called tarsim. Kedmucha ber pegel trevis cholim dapnan zayim beiz. The hell allow matlish al tarsim that he put on top of him this cloth of tarsim. Who or it's a certain leather shemasim lefneim that they put in front of them. Shalay kalkul bigdem that they shouldn't ruin their garments. Tucham oir it's very hot. Vehem oisim the perikachol. This is also what's mentioned in over there on dapnan afan beiz. Shemayne kolam nunis. But if neatzman mentioned all the professions on their, are on their own, and it mentions tarsim, which is this profession of coppersmith. Story in the shtibel of Tarsim, because the coppersmiths, people cannot tolerate them. Like it sounds like it mentioned it with those group of people, the koyfenos and lahitzi, that they force them to divorce because they have such a smell. Now the third one, the oidish uma achas, there's a nation. So called Nikram Tarsim, they called Tarsim, albeit with a test. Big Samaserish, the two officers in the story of the Purim story, Shnei Tarsim, Hayu, Umasab, Lashon Tarsim. So we see that it's a nation. That's three different definitions of Tarsim. Like this, next says Masa, that begins Gemara, Asi Zaburta, a miracle happened as Zaburta came. Now, Pesach, when Rashi explains, Zibur Zachar, that's the male one, Zibur in the cave, but that's the female one. And he saw that, you know, he knew the female one was for the female thread, and the male for the male thread. So it says, "Valay nira." Doesn't seem to be correct. Ain nika kolkach b'min katan kezeh. You can't really differentiate so much with such a small species as bees. Being zaka like between, he was able to tell what's a male and female. So rather, the yeshma fashim. Some explain change name, meaning these are actually two different types. One's called ziburta, one's called zibura. Kamei like we find the gemara chulin nafasat makbeis and beis tarn the gover tarn the girl to the agma. Doesn't mean a male and a female. It means these two different types. One's a masculine term, one's a feminine term, and that was these different types, but they have feminine and masculine terminology, and therefore that's how he was able to know regarding the warp and the weft thread.